Psalm 109, verses 26 through 31. That is our psalm today as we continue our study through the Psalms. It's a psalm of David. And David is dealing with a friend who has failed him. And David prays, "Help me, Lord my God, save me according to your unfailing love. Let them know that it is your hand, that you, Lord, have done it. While they curse, may you bless. May those who attack me be put to shame. May your servant rejoice. May your accusers be clothed with disgrace and wrapped in shame as a cloak. With my mouth, I will greatly extol the Lord. In the great throng of worshipers, I will praise him, for he stands at the right hand of the needy to save their lives from those who would condemn them." You remember Peter, the outspoken disciple? And he once saw Jesus walking on the water, and he wanted to do the same thing. So at Jesus' invitation, he got out of the boat and started toward him. And then Peter realized what he was doing. He was struck with fear and began to sink, and he cried out to Jesus, "Lord, save me." And Jesus did. Sometimes our prayers are filled with the poetry of the Psalms. We thank God for the sovereign control and omnipotent hand in our lives. We thank him for the beauty of creation and his blessings on our lives. But sometimes our prayers are like Peter's and the psalmist's. Due to fear and fatigue and anxiety and illness, our confusion, all we can pray is, "Help me, Lord my God, save me according to your unfailing love." If that's where you are today, I can promise you that God hears your cry for help. He knows exactly where you are and how you're feeling. He knows what is weighing down your soul and cluttering your mind. He knows that the storms of life can deliver doubt to the strongest heart. Just cry out, "Help me, Lord, save me." And he will. Lord Jesus, I pray for the person who is exhausted, just like you reached out and pulled Peter back into the boat. Reach out and rescue the weary soul. Bring them to the safety of your presence. In your name I pray. Amen.